This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
I'm Alvo reporting. Let's get a top Democrat's reaction to the recount effort. We're joined now by Senator Chris Coons of Delaware. He's a member of the Foreign Relations Committee, the Judiciary Committee as well. Senator, thanks very much for joining us.
Thank you, Will.
Do you support this idea of a recount in those states?
Well, let's be clear. What Jill Stein, the presidential candidate from the Green Party, is pursuing and what Donald Trump, the president-elect, has said in his tweets are not the same thing. Jill Stein's taking advantage of existing state laws that allow you to request a recount within a certain period and pay for the costs. I think she's got her reasons for doing it. I think it's perfectly reasonable. The Clinton campaign is going to have an observer participating. But I don't think it's ultimately going to change the outcome of the election. On the other hand, President-elect Trump is undermining the whole confidence that the American people have in the election by recklessly tweeting that there are millions of illegal votes that have been cast, something for which there is no credible evidence. And I'll remind you that state and county elected officials, folks of both parties all over this country, administer our electoral system.
Well, do you believe the presidential election was a fair, free and fair election?
I do.
So why have a recount?
I think Jill Stein is pursuing a recount because...
Do you support that idea?
I think it's a fine thing for her to take advantage of that
opportunity.
Doesn't that undermine
the credibility of this election? If she's saying there were problems in Wisconsin, Michigan, and Pennsylvania, I want a recount. She's suggesting that there was a problem there. You don't believe that.
The Clinton campaign has said so far there is no evidence that they've come across of hacking in this election that might have changed the results. Remember, there's 100,000 votes that would stand between a Clinton election and a Trump election. And I frankly don't expect these recounts to produce 100,000.
Because this is exactly the fear. If Hillary Clinton would have won, the Democrats were all afraid that Donald Trump wouldn't accept it. He would demand recounts, and this would go on and on and on. So it sounds a bit hypocritical to observers who are watching all of this. Why are the Democrats supporting the Green Party candidate Jill Stein's effort to have this recount in these three battleground states?
Well, to be clear again, Jill Stein is taking advantage of an existing provision in law that allows you to ask for a recount and pay for it within a certain period of time. Donald Trump is undermining the whole concept that this was a free and fair election by suggesting that literally millions of illegal votes were cast for which there is absolutely no evidence.
But, you know, I guess the whole notion, though, is what Trump is saying, obviously, there's no basis in truth that millions of voters voted illegally in this most recent presidential election. But I'm still having trouble understanding why Hillary Clinton's campaign, why other Democrats, including you, Senator, are saying, you know what? Let this recount go forward, because you would have been adamantly opposed to it if Donald Trump had lost the election and Hillary Clinton won and he was doing what she is doing right now.
What we were concerned that Donald Trump might do if he had lost the election was refuse to accept the results and challenge them, not the way Jill Stein is doing, within the boundaries of the law, within the time and the process that's set out in state law in these three states, but by simply refusing to accept the results and by inciting his supporters around the country to refuse to accept
them. But you accept the he got 306 electoral votes. You need 270. He got 306. She only got 232. So he won. He's going to be the president of the United States.
That's right.
And so this whole notion of a recount, you say, you know, let them go forward, spend millions and millions of dollars, let these state workers in these three states work day and night to get it done by the deadline. You say that's okay with you.
That's following the law. That's following our electoral process. That's not undermining confidence in the entire election across the country by spreading false rumors, as President-elect Trump is.
But you've
Wow, quite novel. And I appreciate Wolf Blitzer. I mean, give him his due. I mean, holding the senator's feet to the fire here as to, you know, what is the point of all this, and it's almost is comical. That's what happens when you're stuck in your ideology, is that there really is no communication or a confirmation of thought. It's just like, well, this is just the way it is, and there's not going to be any true basis of communication other than an exposure of what people believe in, and that's what that was right there. So, hey, we report, you decide. It's up to you to figure out what the truth really is all about. 5 minutes after the top of the hour.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it. Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here with you, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. For more information on the show, you want to go to BillMartinezLive.com. Like us on Facebook. Get involved in the conversation at B Martinez Live. Good to have you with us. As always, we come to you fresh every day, independent as it is. For 3 hours, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Gren Reese is with us right now. She founded the Salt and Light Council, which provides a strategic program for activating the church to become a positive influence and witness for our Christian values in government, media, and education. Gren, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
I'm great, Bill. Thank you for inviting me.
Well, good to have you here. First of all, let's talk about first things first here, and that was the evangelical vote, the Catholic vote as well. Christians came out in probably record numbers for this election, and it's been, for many of us of faith said it was about time, because if there was ever a clarion call for people of faith to step forward, it was during this election.
You're absolutely right. Well, this is the year, I think, finally the evangelicals, the Catholics, and the people of faith finally saw that the direction that America was heading was not in the direction that we were founded, and that people of faith were being set for a trajectory of massive Christian persecution in this world. And I think it was a major combination of things that, and particularly those, and the fact that that during this administration, pretty much anything anti-Christian values was passed, and we were beginning to hear so many new breeds of sexuality in America. And I think pretty much the Christian community decided it was time that they show up to vote.
Well, it's so important, for Christians to speak, with boldness. Now, when I say that, Duran, it's not without mercy, because anybody that really appreciates and has experienced the benefits of their Christian faith or Catholic faith, they realize there's a huge difference from going to dark to light. It's not one of judgment. A lot of people would instantly refer to it as judgment, but I say it's self-indictment, because they realize in and of themselves that what they're doing is not appropriate, that there is a problem. And it's not for us to judge. We appreciate God's mercy. We've seen it work directly in our lives. But it's also a time for us to speak with boldness, to say, look at where you're at. We've been there. We've paid the price. We realize that the price of tuition for that kind of behavior and the impact that it would have on our very lives and the lives of our families was much more than it was worth. And the results that we were getting were really not consistent with our inner heartbeat. You know, there's nothing wrong in, in telling our personal stories. But I think that what has happened in the process, this era of political correctness, is that it has squelched these stories and the differences that lives have been making, the results of, their faith being activated. And I'm calling for, a renewed boldness for people to tell their stories and the difference that God has made in their life for them. And it's not necessarily to indict, but to encourage others to help them realize that, hey, they want and need what it is that Christians and people of faith have.
Well, you couldn't have said it better. I believe the exact same thing. You know, when you live a life of faith, you understand the deeper roots of what makes the body, the soul, and the mind tick. And in our culture today, we have become so secularized, and we have been bullied, actually, by political correctness. And so many people don't see faith as important in their lives, and I think this is a huge miss in their lives. I always say to people who don't have faith in their life, you're going to need to come clean in your life someday before you die. Come clean. And to me, that means that you look deep, you look up, and then you look in.
Yes, exactly.
And when you look up to start with, that means you take your focus off of yourself and your own personal needs, which makes us quite self-centered generally. Mm-hmm. And then it changes the way we look at life and other people. And when you look up and you ask God to begin that transformational work in your life, then you begin to look inward at all the ways in which you have not been a contributor to society to uphold those valuable principles that have made America strong and a society workable in unity. Instead, when you do that, when you take the time to do that, it's life transformational. I just, beg people to take that moment in their life to really look at who they are. And when they do, their lives will change completely. And I believe that even with this election, that the people in the church realize that something was really wrong in America. And even the people who are compromised sitting in the churches, they didn't quite understand. You know, I go to church, I hear this message, I feel great, but I go out and I watch 27 hours of television, and I actually believe what I hear on television. Mm-hmm. It's as if America was in a trance, in a stupor.
Yes, exactly. No, very well said. And realized, and you're exactly right, we've been asleep. And I see America waking up. I was greatly encouraged here recently. Duran, I had a conversation with a friend that I worked with back in 1985 with the Billy Graham crusade in Southern California at Angel Stadium, Dr. Tom Phillips. And he was sharing with us the ignition of revival that is occurring across this country. Now, I've heard about bonfires of revival around the world, and interestingly enough, in some of the most persecuted areas of the world. And, people are walking away from their Muslim faith and other entrenched cultural faith belief systems and coming to Christ, which is incredible. And you can understand some of that, because it seems that when the adversary comes in, there will be those that will courageously step forth and realize what a difference being a believer and looking to God, as you say, has made for them. I mean, to the point, I mean, for them to walk away from their families, their culture, their way of life, that is giving up a whole lot. And in order to do that, you got to believe a whole lot. I mean, there has to be quite a change in order to make that that radical decision. Doesn't that have to happen?
Well, that's the difference between the faith of Jesus Christ and the faith of all these other religions. Mm-hmm. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life, and he brings peace. My peace I give to you, my peace I leave with you. Do not let your hearts be troubled. Do not be afraid. This is what the Lord says. He doesn't encourage you to go out and take out 50 people with you so that you can win virgins in heaven. It's not a works-related, and it's not a death-related. Jesus died on the cross for us. His death, the blood he shed, is to give us peace so that we know we don't have to go out and be tortured by other people, or, for that matter, torture other people.
Exactly.
I love our faith. Oh my gosh. And if people haven't received Jesus in their life, they are missing it all.
Exactly. Well, and this is the opportunity that they have every day with God's mercies that are new. And you talk about, life. You know, Jesus died that we would have life. It's so counter our culture and counter the things of the world. But you can't understand it if you're not connected at all to the supernatural. If you're not looking up, you're not going to understand it. Dran Reese is with us. Our conversation will continue with her on the other side of the break. Stay with us, America. It's just about 15 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
The EPA says the air in our homes is up to 5 times more contaminated than outside air. The solution is not just to filter your air, but detox it. UVforLife.com now offers a doctor-recommended UVforLife.com sterilization unit to kill over 99% of viruses, bacteria, molds, and dangerous chemicals. Go to UVforLife.com. Add promo code GCN at checkout to save $100. That's UV, the number 4, life.com. UVforLife.com. Don't just filter your air, detox it.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make health care reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower health care costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. Research thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
Let the night wind to the little land. Do you see what I see?
Do you see what I see?
Way up in the sky, little land. Do you
you see what I see? A star, a star, dancing in the night, with a tail as big as a kite. With a tail as
your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, just the way you like it, independent and all about you. Why not? Hey, we're listening. So keep talking. Let us know. You can drop me an email. It comes to me direct, bill@billmartinezlive.com. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, a conversation continues with Dran Reese. She's a small business advocate, president of the Salt and Light Council. Dran, are you as excited as I am about what lies just near us here on the horizon? And that is an explosion, I see, of small business expanding tremendously under this new Trump administration?
Well, I would have to say that after Donald Trump got elected president, I said, you know that business idea that I always wanted to start? I think I'm ready now.
Yes. And that's what I'm hearing. I'm hearing more of that. People, and that's why I say there's been all this pent-up productivity just waiting to explode, waiting for an opportunity and given an access portal, so to speak, to where they can get into the marketplace. And I think we're going to have a rather target-rich small business environment where business will be welcomed and it will flourish again. And I think that that's a win-win for all concerned, because, you know, what I think of more than anything else, Dran, is the people that have these dreams. I mean, for all of us that have dreamed dreams and have had big dreams, there's just nothing like the realization of that. You know, you're so blessed and you're so grateful to God, first of all, for the idea, and then secondly, for the opportunity to be able to express that idea.
Absolutely, and I think this is going to be a wonderful time in history for Americans. I mean, they're going to put hiring freezes on all federal employees, and they're going to show that it is the small business owner that makes the nation tick. It's middle America who comes up with those creative ideas. America has been known for this throughout the entire world and throughout history for being the most creative, most innovative, and most entrepreneur nation of the world. We have set the example for everybody across the country, and in fact, come up with all the money that has been the reason that many nations across the world have thrived themselves. So what's going to happen here, as far as I can see, and certainly the sentiment with our family and our family business, we happen to be in California, so the rules and regulations out here are very tough.
Right.
We have insane environmental controls. So I'm hoping that what Donald Trump in his first 100 days or in his administration is he's going to take these bulldogs off of our back from setting up these EPA rules and stifling people. It's been like Nazis that have been coming after the small business. And then the paperwork level to get a business started has been very difficult. And then, of course, the climate for purchasing. People out there in America have not been purchasing at the level they used to because they've been holding on to what little money they've been getting. You know, what you don't hear in the mainstream media is that people really, truly are suffering financially. And so dollars, I believe, are going to free up. And people are going to feel as if there's a future to our country and a future for them. And so that's exciting. I think this has just brought a smile to everybody's face. I feel a lightness in America that we haven't felt in a very long time.
Well, you know, to your point, you know, we had spoken with David Stockman. Of course, David was the designer of Reaganomics, and he shared with me. He says, "Bill, you know, the reason America is so frustrated. Well, let me get to you just in one sentence, and that is that we have not created one breadwinning job since the year 2000." So is it any wonder that America is, you know, finds itself in the pain and frustration that it's in, you know, to your point? And you've got people out there, you know, not working one job, working three jobs, lower pay, health care, and all they're doing is hoping that nobody gets sick in their family and has to go through what, you know, even our family is going through right now, because any kind of health situation becomes catastrophic no matter what level it involves because of what they've done with our, you know, our healthcare system here in this country.
Competition is great. And I think if we can get back to that capitalistic winning system of competition, you're going to see healthcare prices and services like you've never seen before. It is hopefully the goal of this administration. This is going to be their priority. They won on economics as far as I'm concerned. They didn't really win on the moral issues, though. I'm really grateful that the party platforms stood strong for the issues of life and marriage and religious freedom in support of Israel. So for that, thank you and God bless America once again.
Yes, amen.
So I feel like all the parts are back into play that can make America great again, and I really do hope that that happens.
Yeah, I'm right with you, but you know, the other part beyond hope is activity. If there was ever a call for a grassroots movement to stay activated, you know, we remind people that this is a government of, for, by, we the people, and by definition, it demands the people's involvement. We checked out. We got the government we deserve because for so many years we got caught up in being busy about other things, whether it's the Cardassians or whether their cultural impact that was so important that we had to focus on, that we ignored our own government almost to our own peril, Dran.
Well, that's one of the reasons why our ministry, the Salt and Light Council, is here. You know, Bill, we have a solution for the people of faith in America. All they have to do is go to their pastor and ask him to start a Salt and Light ministry in their church and take responsibility for one church at a time. Sitting within that congregation are people who will pray for our country, which is number one, pray, but number two, who will get educated in biblical worldview and start to scrub their heads clean of all the television that they've been watching and the Kardashians.
Yes, right.
All of that stuff. And then get down to the truth of how to take action to turn this culture around. And part of that involves being involved in the sectors of society, like the media, who's lying to us and propagandizing our children, like the public school system, which you can guarantee will scrub your kid's head completely clean of any faith-based education whatsoever. And in addition to that, business. So these are key areas that your church can be heavily involved in going forward. It is a solution for America, and I guarantee unless we do something radical, which is to get every church involved in these areas, we're going to be in the same pickle we are were in the last election 8 years from now.
Well, you say it's radical, but I guess Jesus knew it was going to be radical. But when he established the church, it was for a divine purpose. It was to counter the culture. It was to counter the evil that is inherent in this world. And that is the strength of our humanity and our future, something established by God himself, who clearly said the gates of hell could not prevail against. But we're just missing an action. I say we're. I'm talking about the church. And I know that sometimes, and, you know, I have many senior pastor friends that say, Bill, you're swinging with a broad brush. Possibly I am, and possibly I'm not. But we need to activate this resource, the resource that comes together once a week, if not on Saturday or Sundays, around this nation. And it is a powerful force, as clearly evidenced in this last election, that when evangelicals and Catholics and people of faith come together, change can happen. And what more kind of change would you appreciate than people of faith that have some moral equity and integrity? That's what this nation was built on.
Where else can you go for the voice of reason on a regular basis but to church? Where else do you hear morality talked about on a regular basis in church? Mm-hmm. The church is the problem. The church is the solution to America. This country was founded on Christian principles. That is a statement of fact, and anybody who doesn't believe that really needs to go back and read the true history of America.
Exactly.
This is a God-blessed nation. There are only two nations in the history of the world, Israel and the United States, that have been blessed by God. We are in a unique position to be the change agents of the world. And if faith is not an integral part of that, where we are the...
Well, Dran, we're all out of time. Dran Reese, president of Salt and Light Council. Thank you, Dran.
God.
Attention, this is a public notice from Citizens Disability. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right if you suffer from physical and mental disability. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, Citizens Disability can help. You'll be given an advocate who will evaluate your situation, handle your application, and deal with Social Security. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. We only get paid if you win your case. There are a number of conditions that could make you eligible for disability benefits, many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Citizens Disability today to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation. 800-989-1396. 800-989-1396. 800-989-1396. That's 800-989-1396.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
You know Dasher and Dancer and Prancer and Vixen, Comet and Cupid and Donner and Blitzen. But do you recall the most famous reindeer of all? Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer had a very shiny nose.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, just for fun, we'll throw a little bit of music for the season. Why not? The old cowboy himself, Gene Autry. Boy, what some memories does that bring back to focus, right? 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Welcome back. Bill Martinez here with you. For more information on the show, go to BillMartinezLive.com. You know the drill. Like us on Facebook. Get involved in the conversation, okay, at B Martinez Live. Let us know your thoughts. So we're going to be talking about iPhone 6 versus iPhone 7. Yes, the 7 is out, all this new technology, you know, and it seems like every time we're finally getting acclimated to our current iPhone, Apple releases a new one. Now, the iPhone 6 had four versions. We had the iPhone 6, the iPhone 6 Plus, iPhone 6S, iPhone 6S Plus. Now, the iPhone 7 has been released recently, and it has two versions, iPhone 7 and iPhone 7 Plus. They're trying to make it easier for us, and Niall Nickel is with us. He is a technological expert and guru, and he's going to help us understand what is the difference between the 6 and the 7, and if that should be our choice this holiday season. Niall, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Doing great.
Hey, with all this talk about, you know, iPhones and, of course, anything that has to do with phones, you know, of course, we've got some of the problems going on with some of the mobile phones causing problems that they're not even going to allow some of those on the plane. But this doesn't involve Apple products. This is another product altogether, right?
Yeah, it is. As a matter of fact, that other product, the Samsung product that has the exploding battery problem, has probably been one of the things that's contributed to the iPhone 7 success a bit.
Yeah, I mean, people are just saying, wait a minute, why should I risk this and you know, not be able to take my phone on the plane with me and be restricted, not to mention the fact that there's these problems that keep exploding, so to speak. So I can see why people are making the move to the 7. So break down the difference between the 6 and the 7. What do we need to know?
Well, we'll make it real easy for you because the marketplace has said, when you look at the 6 and 7, they're a lot the same, but there are a few major differences. One is the camera in the 7 is much better, both the front camera and the back camera. The front's when you're doing sort of the video chat, FaceTime, if you will, but the back camera is the one that you get to take all the pictures with, and they have really improved that. So if you like to take a lot of photos and your iPhone is the main device you use to do that, great new camera. The other change that's probably the biggest and best change is they've allowed for more storage. It used to be you were limited to 128 gigabits. Mm-hmm. You notice there's no cards you could slip into the iPhone. Well, now the iPhone 7 allows you to expand up to 256 gigabits, so it gives you a lot more storage space. Other than that, you got the headphones that are different. They took the old headphone jack away. Now you've only got that lightning jack, so your old headphones won't work.
Mm-hmm.
But it's also water resistant, and so if you've ever dropped your phone in the sink or the toilet or whatever it may be, then this may be the phone for you as far as that goes.
Yeah, if you keep dumping your phone in the toilet, then, yeah, you need to switch out, that's for sure. But, the one that stopped me a bit was the earphone jack that, the changing. Now everything is all Bluetooth. There's no wires connecting into your cell phone.
Well, you could still use the lightning jack, and the lightning jack is a jack that allows the jack itself to be waterproof, so it doesn't allow the water into the phone. That means that all of those devices, I know in my car, I actually use the headphone jack to plug in to get sound in my my car. Now, granted, I've got an older car, but that's what I use.
Right.
Well, that won't work on the 7. You've got to get different cables and all of that. And Apple's sort of famous for that. And it's probably the biggest complaint that people have about this phone. Because if you remember, when they introduced the iPhone 7, they also introduced some really fancy and sophisticated high-end Bluetooth headphones.
Mm.
The only problem is they're still not out yet.
Yeah, that's a big problem. Well, and what about the sound quality? I understand there's an enhanced sound quality with the 7 over the 6, right?
There is. It's the first time that they've went to a true stereo speaker system. What most people probably don't know is all of the phones before the iPhone 7, at least the Apple phones, have only had one speaker, and it gave you a simulated stereo sound. The iPhone 7's the first one to actually have two different speakers to give you true stereo. So you do get an enhanced sound quality, although if you do drop it in the water, I understand that that's one of the things that's affected a bit. Mm-hmm. The sound quality is just not quite the same after it goes for a swim.
Right, exactly. So note to self, do not allow the 7 to swim, though it may have goggles and a bathing suit wrapped around it. It could compromise your speakers. Yeah, it's amazing to think what's in the palm of our hands now that we've got, stereo speakers, two speakers in the palm of our hand. Amazing, huh?
Well, two speakers and a computer that is far more powerful than, the computers that were used even on the space shuttle. In the palm of our hands are the, pocket on our clothes.
Yeah, that is most incredible when you think about it. Now, in terms of the other aspects of the technology here, lest I forget, and I am seeming to forget here, I'm losing my my plan of action here. You had mentioned, help me out here. Well, that has gone away into the Ethernet. I think it went to go for a swim here, so it'll come back. It'll come back later. Niall, you know, this is exciting in terms of you know what this phone is capable of doing here. And is it worth the upgrade? I guess is what I want to know.
Well, I suspect a lot of people, if they like the camera, I know I look at it, and the camera is good enough for me. You know, I would like the larger storage, but it's not worth the cost of the new phone, so I'm not upgrading. My wife, she is really into the pictures, and she's decided that this upgrade's for her because she absolutely positively wants that camera. So, you know, come Christmas time, Santa, I guess, will be shelling out some bucks, and there'll be a new phone under the tree.
Well, speaking of bucks, what kind of price difference are we talking about?
There's two models of the iPhone 7, the iPhone 7 and 7 Plus. The 7 is the smaller device. It's 4.5-inch display. The 7 Plus is like the 6 Plus, a 5.5-inch display. And it ranges between those two models from $649 to $969.
Wow.
You're probably going to add Apple Care to it, which means you've added another 100 bucks or so. So you're looking anywhere from about $750 to about $1,050.
We're buying a computer.
Oh, you absolutely are. In fact, so many
more ways
people
than
are
one.
Now replacing their computer with their phone. So.
Yeah, exactly. I know I use mine in tandem, you know, and I'm very happy with my my MacBook Pro. I have been. It's been an excellent tool for me, but I definitely use my iPhone, you know, with it. The question I had for you that went out on the Internet, and thank God it came back to me, was the picture differential. You said that your wife, who loves to take pictures, so this is a must-have for her. It's a good reason for her to upgrade. What are we talking about in terms of quality difference?
Well, yeah, we're going from roughly a 6-megapixel camera to a 12-megapixel camera.
Oh, my gosh.
So quite a bit difference.
Yeah.
But even more so, I think, important to that is it changed the aperture to a 1.8 aperture. That means that you could get real high-speed photos. You could also get better low-light photos, a great new 6-element lens, optical image stabilization. So if you're vibrating a bit, when you take the shot, you're going to get a clear shot. It's not going to be out of focus. So lots of neat things with the camera. In fact, the camera is absolutely positively the biggest improvement to this device.
Well, HR and technology expert Niall Nickel has been with us. We got to have you on more regularly. Keep us up to date with what's going on with this technology. Keep us out of trouble so we know what we're spending our good money on, and help us justify why the investment, the difference between the iPhone 6 versus the iPhone 7. Niall Nickel, I'm Bill Martinez Live. Niall, thank you so much for sharing great ideas here. Appreciate it.
Happy holidays, fall.
You too. 19 minutes before the top of the hour. Right now, we've got more coming up. Stay right where you are, America. This is Bill Martinez. We are live.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too. Because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance. It's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for 800-915-9164, 800-915-9164.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guided Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, and if you're one of the first 100 callers, you can try Transcend risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-441-9833. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. To guarantee your 10-day in-home trial, you must be one of the first 100 callers to call minicpap.com now. 1-800-441-9833. Again, that's 1-800-441-9833.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Listening to Bill Martinez live. Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez live.
Welcome back, America. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez. And Susan Hagee is with us right now. Many are asking why Israel is on fire. Where's the coverage? How come we're not hearing about it? But this is why you come to Bill Martinez Live, as independent as we are, because we're going to bring you the truth no matter where it leads us. And this is what we want to talk about. Susan, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
I'm fine. Thank you very much.
Well, I got to tell you, I'm very concerned, like you are, about these fires. I mean, Israel has been attacked. They've had enemies within, from one knife intifada to a car intifada. The intifadas have been raining there, and Israel continues to be terrorized and attacked from within. And meanwhile, the international community is silent on this. I mean, and certainly the fires that have erupted there, We're set by by anti-Israeli terrorists, I would say.
Yes, that's correct. They have found that the majority of the fires have been arsonists.
Mm-hmm.
They've arrested 14, but they're questioning 30 more.
And the fires that what we've seen in terms of. The fires that have been breaking out. I mean, we're talking, hundreds of fires that have been raging throughout Israel. And we're talking Israel, again, to put it in perspective, is about the size of New Jersey. So you can imagine what kind of effect this has had on the country here.
Absolutely. And I would think that if that many fires were raging in New Jersey, there would be some news about it.
Mm-hmm.
But just because it's in Israel. And I find it interesting that many countries offered their help. They sent the planes. They sent their firefighters, their fire trucks. Jordan gave, even the Palestinian Authority in the West Bank gave fire trucks and firemen. But the U.S. had to be asked by Netanyahu to send their super tanker. It's the only one they had to ask for help.
Amazing. Again, this speaks of, this growing disconnect between the Obama administration and Israel, no doubt about it, and no doubt that Benjamin Netanyahu is relieved that there may be help on the horizon with the Donald Trump administration.
Absolutely. He's very pleased with Donald Trump. Donald Trump's whole family is connected to the Jewish people. All of his married children are married to Jews,
mm-hmm.
and his daughter has even converted to Judaism. Even his daughter that is dating a Jew.
Mm.
And he has stood up for them in the, I think it was out in Arizona, I'm not sure on that, an organization where they would not allow the Jewish people to be part of their club. And he fought for them.
Exactly.
He's always been there for them.
Mm-hmm. Well, I got to tell you, I'm encouraged to see this because the trajectory that we had been on in terms of ignoring Israel and the relationship with Benjamin Netanyahu has been very concerning for myself and others who believe that Israel is so key to to God's policies and in terms of the blessings that we inherit. Because clearly the Bible has said, and we've seen this empirically occur, that those who bless Israel are blessed. America has been greatly blessed because in the early years and up until recently, we have been there to bless Israel, and we've been repaid with blessings. It also says that those who curse shall be cursed, and we see that happening with their neighbors, those that, they would want Israel to be cast out altogether, to be no more, and America with it, the big and little Satan, as they would see it. That is not to be denied. They have pronounced that emphatically. That has been their declaration. So there's no fooling it. There's no political correctness that can get around it. Those are the facts, just as much as we're seeing the factual evidence with these security cameras that Israeli police released showing arsonists in action, right?
Yes, that's correct. They have been catching them. You know, Israel is known for, terrorists that happen. People don't understand, though, that out of 100 terrorists, they catch 99 of them.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot of them you don't even hear about that they have already caught. Israel is very, very good at keeping track and going after them.
Well, of course, when you have, this narrative and you have this clear evidence, interesting that you have a Reuters bureau chief in Israel, Luke Baker, who tweets this sensational, what some would classify as a Palestinian claim that the fires were set by Jewish settlers. But the evidence does not bode with that statement, does it?
It doesn't. And it's very interesting. You know that these are individuals because, as an example, in Haifa, with all the fires, and there is a mixture in Haifa of Jew and Arab, mm-hmm. they have been working together even after the fires, helping one another, and it has not affected their attitude towards one another. So you know these are individual terrorists, and they've got to be stopped, and you know that they're incited by the PA. I don't know how anybody over there, the news over there when you were in Israel, the news over there is so clear, even on the United States. They have mm-hmm. very good news even on us.
Right.
And anybody who says anything different than what you are hearing, what you are learning there, I don't understand it. It's a choice to go on that position.
Right. Well, the thing is that I can tell you myself, when I visited Israel for the first time this year, it was an eye-opener. To see exactly what was going on and how you have this point-counterpoint, narrative that takes place. And I saw so much of America in play in Israel in terms of, the narrative. you have people that you know, believe in the Constitution here in this country, and those that don't, and any kind of antithetical view that they can express and give place to, and particularly here in this country because of social media, also because the media, the mainstream media, has abandoned their primary responsibility, and that is a responsibility of objectivity, to present the truth as much as they humanly can possibly do. In Israel, you've got people that insist, just like what we're talking about, you've got security cameras, you've got the proof of arsonists lighting up with Molotov cocktails, setting fires to open fields there in Israel. And we got hundreds of fires all over there. And then you get people, even from this country, saying, well, it's, you know, it's Israel setting fires because they're trying to burn out these Palestinian farmers.
And I know the rhetoric that you hear from there is so ridiculous, really. You know who I find that has a really good view of the U.S., of Israel, and everything that's going on are the Holocaust survivors. Because when I talk to them, they have experienced all the way back to Kristallnacht, because Kristallnacht, was the anniversary was just in November 9th and 10th, and here you have all these fires. It has frightened them, but they look at it as the entire historical view and looking at all of it. And they follow everything with the U.S. and everything with the politicians, and they follow it all. And the wisdom that they have of their years, they have been so pro-Trump. It's kind of funny watching all these old people. Yeah, Trump, you know.
Yeah. But, well, Susan, explain. You mentioned Kristallnacht, and I don't want people to misunderstand or get lost in the conversation. Explain Kristallnacht for those that hear that and go, what is that? Because some people would be ignorant of Kristallnacht.
November 9th to 10th, overnight, Kristallnacht occurred. Kristallnacht means breaking glass. And it was in Germany in 1938, and it was prepared and planned by the Nazi army, and the brown shirts went into the cities in Germany, and a few spilled over even into some of the countries nearby. And they broke all the glass of all of the businesses, the Jewish businesses, their homes. They dragged them out of their homes. They took the men and put them in a concentration camp, and they burned the synagogues in each city. And they only had the firemen there to make sure that nobody else's house caught on fire while they let that burn. And there were a number of people, there were hundreds of people that were killed that night. So the survivors see all that fire that happened when they were children or when they were young adults. And they remember it. And they see the fires burning all around Israel. And their thoughts are, I have come to the land of the Jews where I am safe, but I'm not.
Yes.
They've come here. I had one couple who said, why can't they just let us live in peace? Why must they always be after us? It's not to kill us, to kill our children or our grandchildren.
Well, the indoctrination of Arabs and Palestinians starts at an early age. And I think here in the West here, Susan, we do not understand what has taken place. I saw a dramatic video here a number of months back of a graduating class of 4 or 5 year olds. And what was on that video was quite alarming. You could see at an early age these kids were being trained to kill Jews, to kill Westerners, to be aspiring jihadis. And this was all part of their graduation ceremony. Quite alarming to see the indoctrination that's taken place. This is why this battle that I believe goes well beyond ISIS. This is a generational battle, because there have been, this wasn't the only class that this has been going on for decades, this indoctrination of hatred. And it's going to be a battle that, it's been a battle that's been going on for thousands of years, and it will continue, and we need to remain vigilant. Susan Hagee has been with us. Susan, thank you so much. Appreciate you coming on and sharing us and bringing to light what's going on in Israel.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
There is an affordable alternative.